right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Friday, June 1st, 2018. And this is Before the First Cup of Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Friday, everyone. It is an overcast 75 degrees. I think we're supposed to get some thunderstorms here later in upstate New York. So where do we leave off on Wednesday? We had Camille, who is a somewhat localish listener, who does a lot of her own research on things we talk about on this show and things that she is passionate about at home. And one is clean food. And we called the show Mad Science Food Lab Farming and Sustainability Sell, because they're trying to sell these newly created meats made out of vegetable proteins and who knows what, mix it up in a petri dish and let the stem cells grow foods, stuff that we have never been exposed to on a grand scale. And they're trying to slip this stuff into, starting out first, products on the shelf, maybe even things like chicken nuggets and hot dogs, I think is what Camille mentioned, and maybe putting them through institutional food providers for places such as prisons. That one place had schools and universities. And eventually, it'll become commonplace once they ramp up their production. One of the questions that we brought up on the show is, what is that going to do to us from a biochemical perspective? Because we don't seem to think, I know I never did until the more I dig, especially for the show, we don't tend to think that the food that we put into our mouths can make us sick or make us healthy. And that's where we're going to kick it off today. I found a story, I believe it was yesterday. This is May 29th, 2018, so it's from a few days ago, Tuesday. That caught my attention because they were sounded so surprised in the title. It says, "Woman battles cancer with diet, and Harvard researchers are now studying her approach." So it's like something that Harvard's now paying attention to, because battling cancer with diet and making sure that you get good nutrition happens to be a surprise that needs study by the medical establishment. And I wouldn't disagree with that, but on the other hand, it shouldn't be so surprising to Harvard. It surprises me that Harvard doesn't have any previous research on it. So, all right. A woman said that emphasis on her diet has helped her battle against cancer, and her new approach will be studied by researchers at Harvard University to see if maybe it can help others. And here's the thing. As we put these cultured products and laboratory farm foods, with a PH, you know, that's supposed to be good for you, tinkered with genetically or not, fortified for your best interest, how do we know what that's going to lead to in the future? It's always plausible deniability 20, 30 years down the road once things get studied. So for Kathy Bureau, time in the kitchen is an investment in good health. This really isn't about eating healthy, Bureau says. It's about eating specific foods that fight disease. She ought to know. In 2005, doctors diagnosed her with an inflammatory breast cancer, and her prognosis was survival for 21 months. But at the time, she was 41 years old and a mother of two young girls, and she fought the disease with surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. Well, but the cancer came back, and for 11 months after her first diagnosis, she had a high-grade tumor that then came back in her head and neck. Her kidneys were failing, her liver was failing, her lungs were damaged. That's because she went the traditional route. And her heart was damaged, and her oncologist told her that she was pretty done, and she said that she was done with the protocol because one way or another I'm going to die and I don't want to go that way. So she turned another leaf, and that's when she got off of chemotherapy and used a strategy suggested by a friend. My friend kept saying, you have to learn about anti-angiogenic foods. Anti-angiogenic foods essentially block the creation of blood vessels so cancer can't easily spread. Examples include organic vegetables such as purple potatoes, carrots, and leeks. Leeks happen to be at the top of the cancer fighting list, which I didn't know that until I read this. Also on our list were berries, walnuts, green tea, and herbs, especially garlic. I think that's why my dad is still kicking alive and well, is because he consumes large amounts of garlic. He walks around a stinky garlic guy all the time. And when the recipe calls for 2 cloves, she says, I'm probably going to put in 6 because garlic is a really strong cancer fighter. Beera said that her diet combined with an alternative medicine called Reiki, along with meditation and visualization, worked. And don't laugh at that, because I'm going to tell you, stress, in my own investigations, stress happens to be a big trigger point for a lot of these underlying viruses. And we're going to look at some of the viral cancer connection here in a little while. But some of these underlying dormant viruses that we have in our bodies that we don't even know we're infected with because they never tested for them before, end up reawakening because of the stress response and the cortisol that is produced. And that also, the cortisol being produced constantly and always being in a stress mode, can put you into adrenal failure, which then screws up all your hormones. So it's a big, ugly ball of wax that ends up going down the spiral. So anyway, meditation, visualization, relaxation are probably all a good thing to go along with some of the anti-inflammatory foods. Today, with more than 12 years after her first diagnosis, Beera, who is 54, says she is cancer-free and now works as a cancer coach. She's teaching me the best food in the form of the best food, that food is the best form of medicine, says one of her clients. It's his cancer, which is brain cancer, has stopped growing now, and he says it's so wonderful, and a huge part of that is the food. Researchers at Harvard University learned of Beera's success and now will be studying her method. It's exciting, says Beera. I am now validated. I am no longer the crazy cancer patient. There's a real science that is going on there. And, you know, here's the thing that gets me. Being the crazy cancer patient or being the crazy sick patient, you know, they send you from specialist to specialist when you have issues that aren't easily explained. And everybody has their own little slice of the pie, but doesn't know anything else outside of that. So when you have these multi-layered issues that are happening, you're always the crazy patient. You come in with printed studies that you've been reading that apply to your case. Nobody wants to read it. So it's a very, very frustrating thing. So this is kind of cool that they're going to be looking at it. And it is kind of interesting that she's having a lot of success, that we've always said that inflammation is the root of all disease. And it is what seems to make cancers and abnormal cell cultures flare up. They are looking at our genetics and the genetics of the tumor, says Beera, and what the outliers did, their attitude, environment, faith, and social support. What we're trying to do is to create a database of all these different things and then look for commonalities between all of these people. The lead Harvard researcher, Dr. Isaac Cohen, says that because the outcomes are so rare, this particular study will take some time to complete. So they're probably going to bury it somewhere. But don't worry about it, because one of the things that you're going to want to do to try to eat healthier, first and foremost, when you start hitting 40s and 50s and your body starts to say, oh, no, 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 is to eat organically. And I believe I mentioned this in the show with Camille, that there is a company out there that manufactures bacteriophages. Remember, we've talked about phages a few times now.